Time now to look through the window of baseball for True and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. And glad to have him with us on this busy Saturday afternoon. Bruce Jenkins, how are you?
Hey, Marty, what's going on?
Well, it's busy, you know that. I've got a million things to do, but we're happy to have you on and talk a little bit. You know, I wanted to get FP on today, but it's a day off for him. How about everything that's going on in Washington this week? My goodness, how about Scherzer?
Yeah, Scherzer, the start before that, he just got hammered. I forget who they were facing, but there's this big thing, what's wrong with Scherzer? Then he comes out and pulls a Kerry Wood with the 20 Ks, and it reminded me a lot of that Kerry Wood game with just the howling fastball and the devastating breaking pitches. He just couldn't be hit. It was really fun to watch.
Bruce, he threw 96 strikes out of like 120 pitches. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's, you know, just Koufax-like efficiency, or Kershaw was. That's way more representative of who he is than the previous game or any game that he struggles. The guy's got major talent, and, you know, now that they've given an extension to Strasburg, and I saw him actually smiling at the press conference, which is kind of a first for him. He usually smiles about twice a year, at least in a baseball setting. And so they got that set up, and, you know, Harper's starting to come back, and it's just that whole thing with the Cubs and the Nationals and, you know, the Mets and so many powerful teams is just going to be an ongoing source of fascination.
And then the National League West, it's like a 15-round boxing match. We'll give you some old names. Kid Gavilan against Sugar Ray Robinson. They just keep pounding each other. And who's going to be standing after 15 rounds?
I was going to say Kid Chocolate.
Come on, Kid Gavilan. Come on, that's a good one.
Yeah.
But that's what the West is. They're just pounding each other.
Yeah, I kind of think it's going to stay that way. I think the Giants are capable of a real good streak that could separate them for a little bit. I think the Dodgers have too many problems to do that. I don't think Arizona has that capability either. I'll tell you one wild card as we get closer to July is Aroldis Chapman. Because the Yankees have him. They signed him despite the domestic violence issues that he had. He was suspended for 29 games. He's back. He's throwing over 100. He's embarrassing people. But the Yanks aren't going anywhere. I don't think they see a big future with him because he'll be a free agent at the end of the season. So, I mean, if you can imagine, say, the Nationals replacing Papelbon with Chapman or the Dodgers getting him, that could change an awful lot.
Well, you're right. How about Jose Reyes? He's going to be suspended for 60 games with credit for some time served at the end of this month. He's now, and the Rockies are definitely going to move him. How about that?
Yeah, I'm not sure of how much interest there's going to be. I mean, they're so lucky that Story has taken that job just clearly. It's not even a question. Reyes is really talented, but he's a little edgy, a little flighty, and now he's got this thing hanging over him. I guess somebody would take a chance on him, but I doubt if he would be a contender.
Bruce, did you see the story about Matt Bush at all last night pitching for Texas? Are you up on that one?
Well, I know that he had three DUIs and spent a lot of time in prison and was pretty much written off. Like, you know, forget about him. We'll never see him in the bigs. And God help him get behind the wheel again. But all of a sudden, he's pitching in the bigs. And, you know, it's pretty impressive. I think you got to temper it a little bit. Let's see how much longevity there is to the story. But it's a terrific thing. He threw one pitch in the big leagues.
Yeah, he's 30 years old, and Eric Nadel of the Rangers broadcast team is going to join us after you on the show. But 30 years old, he spent 37 months in prison. He was the number one pick of the San Diego Padres in 2004, number one pick in the whole draft. Oh, we lost Bruce? All right, we lost. So I'll say this while Raph is getting the back. Thank you, Cody. Matt Bush, number one pick in the whole draft, 2004. He's a shortstop. And he had all sorts of physical trouble and assault issues, and finally had three DUIs and injured someone severely. And then he went to prison for 37 months. He's out. The Rangers now have signed him. They had him in Double A. And now this is like a Josh Hamilton story, you know, with the alcohol abuse. 0-2 in Double A, but 12 games with 17 innings pitched, 9 hits and 18 strikeouts. They brought him up last night. He's 30 years old. And he struck out Josh Donaldson and got Bautista and Encarnacion on pop-ups to first base. And I saw the video of it. He's throwing 97 miles an hour. and is now in the big leagues. So this is another one of those major league stories. So, Bruce, you back? Not yet. All right, we're going to get Bruce back in just a second. So Eric Nadel is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about that. All right, Cody, a quick break, and let's see if we get Bruce back. We lost him on the cell phone, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is George Contos. Now back to Giants baseball with Marty Lurie.
All right, through the magic of the telephone, Bruce Jenkins, you back?
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
I've got to tell you what happened to my phone. I'm sitting in the parking lot of the Safeway in Pacifica on a nice hot day. The car stopped, and the phone's sitting on the seat. And all of a sudden, it went out, and I looked at it, and it says, the phone needs to cool down. the window of baseball got too hot.
Right. Well, with Marvin windows and doors, you know, it filters the heat and air conditioning and all that. So we need to get you some Marvin windows in the car. All right. All right.
Where's Marvin when you need him?
Yeah, really. I was talking about this Matt Bush thing, and I gave all the background while you were cooling off your phone. But 30 years old, and he pitched an inning last night, and, you know, he's paid his debt to society. 37 months in prison. The guy throws 97 to 100 and got Bautista and Encarnacion and jammed him and struck out Donaldson. It's another baseball moment.
Yeah, let's hope he didn't celebrate with little Jack Daniels and what the hell, let's take a spin around the neighborhood.
No. All right, I could see you've been in the sun too long. I could see what's happening. All right, Peavy and Kane coming up this weekend. Of course, Peavy tonight against Corbin. Bruce, what's your take on the first couple of games of the series?
Well, it's a big start for Peavy. I mean, they all are. And Kane's last start was so encouraging that if Peavy were to have a decent outing, it would remove a lot of pressure on the team. You know, pressure from the fans, even the front office is wondering what to do. They believe so strongly in these guys, and rightly so for what they've done for the team and just how competitive they are. And Kane's outing was really encouraging. I mean, that was a very much a Matt Kane-like outing, and I think Peavy's capable of it, and we're all skeptical, but, you know, for him especially, it's a very big start.
And, boy, how about Goldschmidt and the Diamondbacks and going through Greinke and Miller? It was a fascinating couple of games, you know, 4-2, 3-1. Those are the kind of games, you know, the World Series team shows up for.
Yeah, you know, tremendous wins for the Giants, especially beating Greinke. That was cool. And you know, with Miller, you know, they gave up an awful lot to get him in sort of a win-now philosophy. And even the manager and Tony La Russa, I think, said that he's been pressing. He's clearly been feeling the pressure to do well. And so next thing you know, he throws a 3-0 pitch to Joe Panik, who never swings at 3-0, and he hits a 3-run homer. So, I mean, it's just amazing how quickly the fortunes of baseball can change. You know, there was a lot of sort of negativity around the Giants, pretty recently, and all of a sudden they get these two wins against two really good pitchers, two really good results in the division, and things look a lot brighter.
Yeah, now it's up to the 4 and 5 guys to kind of hold the fort and keep the games competitive, and then all of a sudden maybe you can get a little separation, and that's what they're trying to do. All right, cool off. Have a good afternoon, and we'll be with you tomorrow morning. You should be ready by then.
Sounds good. I'm going to put it in the freezer just to make sure.
That's what Chick Hearn said, didn't he? Didn't Chick Hearn say that?
This one's in the refrigerator, in there with the butter and the eggs.
All right. Nice column today, by the way, on the Warriors and OKC. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk tomorrow about it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that sure will. Okay, Marty, look forward to it.
Thank you, Bruce. All right, thanks. That's Bruce Jenkins. Overheating in the car, in the parking lot. What do you say? Safeway. We'll give Safeway a plug for that. Why not?